A proposal to enhance civilian oversight of the troubled police department in Springfield, Massachusetts, has been endorsed by the head of a national organization that advocates for police accountability. A proposal being debated by the Springfield City Council that would expand the size of the city's community police hearing board from the current 7 members to 9 and give it subpoena power to investigate complaints about police misconduct earned praise from the president of the National Association for Civilian Oversight of Law Enforcement.
So what are the positives? You know, what are the things that will give this community the ability to have robust civilian oversight that will help community members increase their trust in the police department, will help the police department improve their risk management and accountability? Because I do think that having a lot of the elements that you have in here helps the police department actually to have that pressure from another part of government to do things in a way that really works for the community.
Brian Corr, who is also executive director for the Police Review and Advisory Board in the city of Cambridge, Massachusetts, spoke at a meeting of the Springfield City Council's Public Safety Committee. He said civilian oversight of local police departments is not common across the country. In Massachusetts, only 4 cities, Boston, Cambridge, Springfield, and Pittsfield, have civilian boards that review complaints about police officer conduct. None of the civilian panels have the authority to order disciplinary action.
We're often thinking about sort of back-end accountability. So when something has gone wrong, how do we determine what happened, what happens to in terms of discipline? But to actually do work around the front end, to change policies and procedures, to recommend different types of training for the department, I think ultimately that's what civilian oversight aims to do, is we want to change the conditions that lead to complaints and misconduct and not just deal with it after it happens.
Springfield has had a civilian police review panel in one form or another for over a decade, but critics have long argued the civilian board lacks teeth. Frustrated by large monetary settlements for police misconduct and headline-grabbing cases of alleged wrongdoing by Springfield cops, the city council has voted twice since 2016 to put a civilian board of commissioners in charge of the police department. Mayor Dominic Sarno has ignored the council's wishes, insisting their plan is illegal. A single police commissioner, appointed by the mayor, continues to run the department. Deputy Chief Cheryl Claprood took over as acting commissioner when John Barbieri abruptly retired last February. She's taken steps to reform the department. To break the gridlock between the mayor and council, the proposed ordinance to strengthen civilian review of the police was introduced by City Councilors Mike Fenton and Tim Ryan last April. City Councilor Orlando Ramos, who chairs the Public Safety Committee, has proposed several amendments. The committee voted unanimously Monday night to approve a Ramos-sponsored amendment to require a national search for a new police commissioner in the event of a vacancy.
The main reason why I'm proposing this is just to avoid the position of police commissioner being exclusively for members of the Springfield Police Department.
More hearings will be scheduled by the Public Safety Committee, according to Ramos, with the goal to return the amended ordinance to the full City Council for a first step vote at the regularly scheduled meeting on July 15th. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.